This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the war in Ukraine demonstrates the need to stand with Kyiv and continue to provide support. Stoltenberg told reporters as he arrived at NATO headquarters that after launching its long-expected counteroffensive, Ukraine has made gains and liberated occupied land from Russian forces during fierce fighting. He credited the courage, bravery, and skills of Ukrainian soldiers, as well as the support NATO allies have been giving to Ukraine during the 16-month-old war, saying it actually makes a difference on the battlefield. He added that the more successful Ukraine is at this stage, the more pressure it will put on Russian President Vladimir Putin to come to the negotiating table and give Ukraine a stronger hand in peace talks. Authorities in Greece say a massive search and rescue operation has failed to find any more survivors after a fishing boat sank off the coast of southern Greece Wednesday. At least 78 people are confirmed dead, but hundreds are feared missing, which would make it one of the worst tragedies ever recorded in the central Mediterranean. More than 100 survivors were rescued from the disaster. Greece declared 3 days of mourning, and politicians suspended campaigning for a general election set for June 25th. The tragedy has focused on efforts by the European Union to crack down on illegal migration using bilateral agreements with nearby countries. The United States said Wednesday that reports of an interim nuclear deal with Iran are false and misleading. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters the U.S. remains committed to ensuring Iran does not obtain nuclear weapons and has been monitoring Iranian enrichment activities. Since the U.S. withdrew from the 2015 international agreement that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, Iran has increased enriched uranium to higher levels. This is VOA News. Iran has said its nuclear program is solely for civilian purposes, and it denies seeking nuclear weapons. Indirect talks about reviving the nuclear deal broke down last year, but the U.S. has said the issue is not a current priority. Authorities in western India and neighboring southern Pakistan are on high alert Thursday as Cyclone Biparjoy approaches the region from the Arabian Sea. Heavy winds produced by the cyclone have stirred up waves on the western Indian beach town of Mandvi. Officials say a wide area of western India and southern Pakistan are likely to face flash flooding, heavy rain, and high winds when Biparjoy makes landfall there. Pakistan's Disaster Management Agency said Thursday the storm was expected to have maximum sustained winds of between 115 and 125 kilometers an hour. The manager of a medical school morgue and four others have been indicted for selling human remains. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
A former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and his wife and three other people have been indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. Federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania say 55-year-old Cedric Lodge stole dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School from 2018 to early 2023. Authorities say the body parts were taken without the school's knowledge or permission, and that Lodge sometimes took the body parts back to his New Hampshire home where he lived with his wife Denise. Prosecutors say Lodge allowed buyers to visit the morgue to choose the remains they wanted to buy. The indictment charges the Lodges and three others with conspiracy and interstate transport of stolen goods. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pope Francis is expected to be out of the hospital soon, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is recovering well and without complications from abdominal surgery, and he's expected to be released from the hospital in the coming days, they say. It may be on Thursday or Friday, according to a reported email from the Dean of the College of Cardinals to his colleagues. Francis is working during the day and resting well at night, says the Vatican. The 86-year-old Pope was admitted to the hospital in Rome on June 7th for surgery to repair a hernia and remove intestinal scar tissue that had caused intestinal blockages. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.